Some people are adjusting to life after coal. Their industry was wrecked, as we've been reporting, losing business to cheap natural gas and challenged by new environmental rules. Some of the toughest times are felt by workers in eastern Kentucky. In that mountain region, famous for coal, some areas lost their very last working mines. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on the effort to rebuild.
In Hazard, Kentucky, a group of men slowly make their way up some telephone poles in the summer heat, using metal clips to grip the wood. As part of a program co-sponsored by the local community college, these men are learning to be telephone linemen. Most of them were, until recently, longtime coal miners, people such as Gabriel Smith.
I loved it when I was in the coal mines. I'm a third generation. I've done it my whole life. But I have a wife, I have two children, I have a third baby on the way, actually is due in 1 month. And this is my way of trying to get back on my feet.
A lot of these men already have job offers, though they may have to work a few hours away and come home on weekends. In 2011, 14,000 coal miners worked in eastern Kentucky. Today it's fewer than 4,000. These well-paying jobs helped fuel the entire economy, and their loss has been a real blow. Jeff Whitehead heads the Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program.
We've got counties that lost 40-50% of their workforce. When that happened, we knew things were going to get bad, and we probably are braced for things to still get worse before they get better.
Many people already have fled the area in search of work. Betsy Clemens of the local Chamber of Commerce says that in a close-knit region where families go back generations, the out-migration has taken a toll.
In the mountains, you depend upon your family, like for child care and just any kind of needs. Someone gets sick or you have your family here to support you. And it's been devastating for those that have had to leave because they don't have that family support that they've always been used to.
If there's a bright side to the troubles here, it's that many people are beginning to think about what the post-coal world will look like and how to make eastern Kentucky more competitive to employers. There have been some efforts at subsidized retraining, such as the lineman program, and a push to bring better broadband to the region. Joel Brashear is with the Hyden Citizens Bank.
We're all worried that coal is gone. You know, I don't know for sure if coal will ever come back. Everybody hopes that it does, but we have to find other opportunities and other places for employment. And if we don't, we're going to have some serious issues.
Unlike some people here, Brashear doesn't believe in trying to lure manufacturers to the area. Too often, he says, factories come and go, and when they leave, small towns are devastated. He wants to see an effort to encourage entrepreneurialism, showing people how to start businesses that will stay in the area. There's already an effort to teach computer coding to ex-miners. Loretta Mester, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, who toured Hazard last week, says local leaders know what they're up against.
They understand that it takes leadership. They understand that it takes collaboration. They understand that you have to know what the jobs in demand in the future are going to be so that you can start now to train people in those jobs.
They also know they have to somehow stop the loss of people from the area. Because when a region's population shrinks, it makes rebuilding the economy that much harder. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.